Almost immediately after the Senate voted 23-10 to override the governor, concealed carry sponsor Dave Zien of Eau Claire made a prediction.
This is going to become law. Whether it's this governor or a next governor, this is going to become law. Whether we override the veto or not, this is going to become law.
But Zien wants it to become law sooner than later. And for that to happen, he needs two-thirds of state assembly lawmakers to cooperate. If they do, Wisconsin would let residents who take training and undergo a criminal background check get a concealed carry permit. They would not be able to legally carry guns if their blood alcohol content is higher than 0.02%. Also, they'd be off limits from carrying guns in school zones, daycare centers, or domestic violence shelters. But those provisions were not enough for Madison Democrat Fred Risser, who ticked off a list of where guns would be allowed.
In the shopping malls, for instance, in banks, you're allowed to carry a concealed weapon in the bank when you go into a bank. Movie theaters, government buildings, even the state capitol. People that didn't like what we're doing would be up there with concealed weapons legally, and if they got really upset, they could try to use them.
What remains to be seen is whether Risser's concerns will hold weight with a handful of Democrats in the state assembly. Six Democrats supported this plan the first time around. If none of them change their votes, the measure will likely become law. But it would only take one lawmaker to switch for Doyle's veto to hold, which is exactly what happened the last time this issue came up. A spokesperson for Doyle says the governor is confident he'll prevail again this time around. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.